Emotive and friendly.
Friendly but serious. Guidelines, natural flow, concise turns, appropriate transitions, keep core info intact. 2. Analyze the input content. Topic, Meta's rollout of proprietary AI for content moderation. Key points, shift from third-party to in-house AI, safety V's. Privacy, reducing over-enforcement, false positives. Scam detection, crisis response, data sovereignty, uniformity, scalability concerns, user-creator impact, false bans, trust. Transparency, black box concerns. Balancing automation, human oversight, industry standardization, future outlook. Current flow. The input is already a back-and-forth list of statements. I need to weave these into a more conversational format, adding transitions and making it sound like a dialogue, not just a list of bullet points read aloud. 3. Drafting strategy. Opening. Start with a hook or greeting to set the scene, though the prompt implies I should start directly with the content. Usually scripts need a bit of intro to feel natural. However, the instruction says, transform the provided content. I should stick closely to the provided points, but make them conversational. I will add a brief intro line if it fits naturally, but better to stick to the provided text substance while enhancing the flow. Refining tone.
Needs to sound warm, maybe a bit excited or empathetic. That's huge. Think about that.
Needs to sound grounded, analytical, but still friendly, indeed. It's worth noting, on the other hand. Expanding connecting, add transition phrases, so what does this mean? That's a big shift, exactly. Pacing, ensure speakers don't monologue. Break up long paragraphs into shorter, punchier lines. Constraint check, no thinking tags in output. Only script. 4. Step-by-step conversion. Input. Meta has announced the rollout of new, proprietary artificial intelligence systems designed to enforce content policies more effectively across its platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Conversion speaker 1. Hey, have you seen the news? Meta just dropped a bombshell regarding their content moderation. They're rolling out brand new, proprietary AI systems across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Input. This initiative represents a significant strategic pivot away from reliance on third-party vendors toward in-house AI solutions. Conversion, speaker 2. That's a significant pivot, isn't it? It marks a major shift away from relying on third-party vendors. They're moving fully toward in-house AI solutions now. Input, the primary objective is to enhance safety while maintaining greater control over data processing and user privacy. Conversion, speaker 1. And the goal here is clear. Better safety, but with full control over data processing and user privacy. It's about doing the right thing without sacrificing security. Input, a central argument driving this decision is the mitigation of over-enforcement. Historically, automated moderation systems have struggled with false positives, leading to the removal of legitimate content or the unnecessary flagging of users. Conversion speaker 2, exactly. The main driver is preventing over-enforcement. You know how automated systems often struggle with false positives. That leads to legitimate content getting removed or users getting flagged unnecessarily. Meta wants to fix that. Input, Meta asserts that their new models, trained specifically on the nuances of their unique data, will achieve higher precision. Conversion, speaker 1. They're claiming their new models are trained specifically on their own unique data nuances. They expect much higher precision than before. Input, key improvements expected from these systems include better scam detection, rapid response to real-world crises, and advanced contextual understanding to distinguish between harmful content and protected speech. Conversion, speaker 2. So, we're looking at better scam detection, faster responses during real-world crises, and that advanced contextual understanding to actually tell the difference between harmful content and protected speech. Input, the transition to in-house AI, also addresses data sovereignty. Conversion speaker 1, it's not just about accuracy. This shift also touches on data sovereignty. Input, by centralizing moderation logic, Meta retains control over how sensitive information is processed, aligning with broader industry trends toward consolidating tech stacks. Conversion speaker 2, by centralizing that moderation logic, Meta keeps control over sensitive info. It aligns with the bigger trend of tech giants consolidating their own stacks. Input, while outsourcing moderation can lead to inconsistencies among different vendors applying varying standards, Meta aims to create a uniform user experience. Conversion speaker 1, you're right. Outsourcing often leads to inconsistencies because different vendors apply different standards. Meta wants a uniform experience for everyone. Input, however, the text notes questions regarding the scalability of these internal systems as user bases continue to grow. Conversion speaker 2, but here's the catch. There are real questions about scalability. Can these internal systems keep up as the user bases just keep growing? Input, for the user and creator communities, the implications are substantial. Conversion speaker 1, this is where it gets personal for us. For users and creators, the implications are substantial. Input, content creators face a reduction in false bans, which can be financially devastating. Conversion speaker 2, creators are breathing a sigh of relief. False bans can be financially devastating, and this aims to reduce that risk significantly. Input, improved scam detection protects users from financial loss, thereby building trust in the ecosystem. Conversion speaker 1, and users. Better scam detection means protecting people from financial loss. That builds real trust in the ecosystem. Input, despite these benefits, transparency remains a critical factor. Conversion speaker 2, despite all these benefits, we can't ignore transparency. It remains a critical factor. Input, users and advocates express concern regarding the black box nature of AI algorithms making life-altering decisions. Conversion speaker 1, I hear that. Advocates are worried about the black box nature of these algorithms. It's tough when AI makes life-altering decisions without explanation. Input, the text emphasizes that ensuring users understand why content is removed will be a necessary next step. Conversion speaker 2, so the next step is clear. We need to ensure users understand why content gets removed. That transparency is non-negotiable. Input, the future of content moderation is increasingly defined by in-house technological prowess rather than purchased solutions. Conversion speaker 1. It really seems the future is defined by in-house tech prowess rather than buying solutions. Input, as global regulations around AI deployment tighten, tech giants are forced to innovate to detect violations without human intervention at every step. Conversion speaker 2. Plus, with global regulations tightening on AI deployment, giants have to innovate to catch violations without needing a human at every step. Input, the challenge lies in balancing automation with human oversight to handle edge cases. Conversion speaker 1, that's the tricky part. Balancing automation with human oversight for those edge cases. Input, Meta's move suggests that the industry may see a standardization of AI moderation tools. Conversion, speaker 2. Meta's move might just kickstart industry-wide standardization for these AI moderation tools. Input, the ultimate goal is a safer internet where harmful content is managed efficiently without stifling free expression. Conversion Speaker 1. Ultimately, we want a safer internet. Harmful content managed efficiently, without stifling free expression. Input, as Meta refines these systems, the tech world will monitor performance in real-world scenarios. Conversion Speaker 2 will be watching closely. As they refine these systems, the tech world will monitor performance in real-world scenarios. Input, the commitment to reducing dependency on third-party vendors underscores confidence in modern AI models to handle complex societal challenges. Conversion Speaker 1. This commitment to reducing dependency on vendors shows they're confident modern AI can handle complex societal challenges. 5. Review and refine. Check tones. Is Speaker 1 emotive friendly? Yes, using phrases like "that's huge." I hear that. It gets personal. Is Speaker 2 serious friendly? Yes, using phrases like "exactly," but here's the catch. It aligns with, check flow, do they talk back to each other? Yes, transitions like "that's a significant pivot," exactly, so we're looking at. Check constraints, no thinking tags. Only script. Self-correction on flow. Some of the original text is very dense. I need to make sure Speaker 1 and 2 don't just read the same paragraph back and forth. I need to make sure they interrupt or build on each other slightly more to make it conversational. I will break some sentences up slightly to allow for more pause and reaction. Refining Speaker 1 needs to sound more enthusiastic. Wow, you know, think about it. Refining Speaker 2 needs to sound more analytical. It represents the core argument, however. Final Polish. Ensure no markdown headers or intro text. Just the script. Wait, one check on the instruction. Output only the script content. Do not include any thinking process, reasoning.
Hey, have you seen the news? Meta just announced the rollout of new, proprietary artificial intelligence systems designed to enforce content policies more effectively across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp.
That represents a significant strategic pivot. They are moving away from reliance on third-party vendors completely toward in-house AI solutions.
And the primary objective is clear: enhance safety while maintaining greater control over data processing and user privacy.
Exactly. A central argument driving this decision is the mitigation of over-enforcement. Historically, automated moderation systems have struggled with false positives.
That's frustrating for everyone. Meta asserts that their new models, trained specifically on the nuances of their unique data, will achieve higher precision.
We're expecting key improvements too. Better scam detection, rapid response to real-world crises, and advanced contextual understanding to distinguish between harmful content and protected speech.
It goes deeper than just accuracy. The transition to in-house AI also addresses data sovereignty.
By centralizing moderation logic, Meta retains control over how sensitive information is processed. It aligns with broader industry trends toward consolidating tech stacks.
That makes sense. While outsourcing moderation can lead to inconsistencies among different vendors, Meta aims to create a uniform user experience.
However, there are concerns. The text notes questions regarding the scalability of these internal systems as user bases continue to grow.
So, for the user and creator communities, the implications are substantial.
Content creators face a reduction in false bans, which can be financially devastating. This change could save them a lot.
An improved scam detection protects users from financial loss, thereby building trust in the ecosystem.
Despite these benefits, transparency remains a critical factor.
I agree. Users and advocates express concern regarding the black box nature of AI algorithms making life-altering decisions.
The text emphasizes that ensuring users understand why content is removed will be a necessary next step.
It really seems the future of content moderation is increasingly defined by in-house technological prowess rather than purchased solutions.
As global regulations around AI deployment tighten, tech giants are forced to innovate to detect violations without human intervention at every step.
The challenge lies in balancing automation with human oversight to handle edge cases.
Meta's move suggests that the industry may see a standardization of AI moderation tools.
The ultimate goal is a safer internet where harmful content is managed efficiently without stifling free expression.
As Meta refines these systems, the tech world will monitor performance in real-world scenarios.
The commitment to reducing dependency on third-party vendors underscores confidence in modern AI models to handle complex societal challenges.